Okay, welcome everyone to today's call. Today we're going to be clearing all forms of psychic attacks. And so I'm really excited because the package is about clearing four different kinds of psychic attacks. And today we'll be clearing all forms of psychic attacks, and I'll kind of go over exactly what other kinds of psychic attacks there are, okay, during the call. We will have a 20 to 30 minute clearing, and then I will take Q&A. Okay, we'll do some Q&A. So for those of you who do have questions or comments or would like a mini one-on-one healing, please do press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will get to you as soon as possible. You can also put your question in the Q&A, so do one or the other. Don't do both, okay? The other thing is, let's see. So we'll be going through this, and then we'll be doing the Q&A, okay? So I want everyone to take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out, and let's go ahead and talk about dark and negative energies, okay? All these energies, these dark and negative energies, are sent intentionally by others, and they are called psychic attacks. And they can seriously affect humans and animals at a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. So we're trying to get to all of these levels on our one-on-one calls. And I know many of you have responded back saying, people, this has changed, that has changed, this has shifted, that has transformed. And it's been some amazing, amazing, amazing transformations that have taken place. And I'm so thankful to the guides that they're here for us, clearing these kind of dark, negative, devastating energies that are taking over our lives, whether they're from our ancestors or wherever they're coming in from. So psychic attacks can include spells, negative energy rays, black magic, implants, anything that looks like, entities, right? They can look parasitic. They can look, mainly a lot of times, this very slimy energy that maybe you feel. You know, sometimes you might make a remark, oh, I feel so gross, right? Well, maybe you've been slimed, but you don't know it. So these things attack our psyche, and they produce this debilitating effect on our overall health, energy level, and every part of us, to where we can't think straight, and we think it's us. And we don't know where to go, what to blame it on. You know, maybe it's just part of your karma. But what if it's not? So, you know, there are dark spirits and entities that can move into physical bodies and auras, affecting what you think, speak, do, desire, and feel. And when they occupy, sometimes these things can occupy your body. For those of you who do say, oh, I have a walk-in at the age of 5, or even later on in life, maybe you went through some extensive trauma and you had a walk-in. That is when walk-ins happen, either in womb, during the teen, early years, up to teen years. That is exactly when walk-ins happen. So all these psychic attacks and dark energies, whatever we want to call them, negative energies, they can affect us from low to medium to high. And the symptoms or changes in health or our behavior can also range from low to medium to high. Now, I'm not saying that all health problems or behavioral changes are caused by psychic attacks, but it is a possibility, a huge possibility. And it needs to be cleared. So it's important to carefully assess all possible sources. And that's why I love doing what I do as a medical intuitive, because I not only cover all these things that could be attacking you on this other dimension and level, but also working with your physical body. And that's the beauty of it. So how do you know if you're being psychically attacked? Well, you're going to have sudden ongoing fatigue for no apparent reason. You may be feeling drained, icy cold feeling on parts of your body or all over your body, dizziness, loss of energy, muscle tension, mental confusion, headaches, nightmares, recurring accidents or strange accidents, sleep disturbances, irritability, depression, anxiety, hallucinations, irritation, fear, anger, sorrow, negative thought patterns, desires, and even fetish. It just won't go away. And there's a whole lot more. And the kinds of attacks you could be attacked by is entities, curses, black magic, negative spirits, implants, hexes, spells, voodoo, energy vampires that could be impacting you. So today we're going to start clearing all of these out of your field, out of your body, out of your organs, out of your cells. And that's what I'm guided to do today. So where can you pick these up? The number one place where you pick up these things is trauma, abuse, rape. We talked about that last time in the last call. Schools, other lifetimes, cemetery, funeral homes, hospitals, prisons. And if any of these things resonate with you, make sure you take a mental note of it. Because we need to clear that. So let's go ahead and start clearing. Let's invite the guides. I want you guys to take a nice deep breath in. You can close your eyes. And if you wish not to close your eyes, that's okay. I just want to make sure you're grounded. And let's invite your guide team and my guide team to be here with us today. Clearing the space. Opening our hearts up, bringing that energy up through the Mother Earth, up through our first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, into the fourth chakra, and out into the middle of our circle, surrounding all of us with this beautiful white light. And protecting you in your individual bubble so you are not affected by anyone else's energies that's here. Let's start by clearing your energy field. And so I'm going to be naming off the systems. And as I name off each system, I'll be clearing them. I'll be clearing the organs and the glands that are associated with the system of the body. So let's clear through the nervous system first. Feel the energy just clearing through, sweeping through the brain stem, the spine, all the way down to this tailbone. Clearing through the immune system. Some of you may, for some reason, be feeling that in the belly button. That's where I'm sensing some of you right now. Okay, and as the nervous system continues to clear, the immune system continues to clear, let's go ahead and cleanse through the integumentary system. And this is your hair, nails, and skin. Maybe you're being affected. Your skin is being affected, or there's fungus in your nails, or you're losing hair, or something else going on with your hair. clearing through the lymphatic system. Your lymphatic system clears all the toxins in your body. Everywhere where those lymphatic nodes are blocked, let's clear through those. I've seen implants within these areas at times. Clearing through the digestive system. Now the digestive system is so long, it's taking a little extra time to clear this. Okay, while that energy continues to work through the entire digestive system, clearing all forms of psychic attacks, let's go over to the cardiovascular system. Feel that heart space just opening up. Clearing through the urinary system. Okay, the respiratory system. Everywhere where your lungs are just blocked and you're finding you're getting sick, asthma, allergies, whatever it is, let's go ahead and clear the lungs, COPD. Okay, clearing through the limbic system. This is your emotional system, and psychic attacks happen very frequently right here, messing up your emotions, your thoughts, your fear-based center, your temperature. And I'm going to work on the endocrine system as well. So let's go ahead and do these two together because they kind of run together. So clearing through the limbic and the endocrine system now. Clearing through the musculoskeletal system and fascia. Okay, clearing through the eyes and ears. These things can get stuck anywhere. Sometimes psychic attacks can get in through anywhere. Okay, let's go ahead and clear through the chakras, meridians, and nadis. All these areas that can cause blockages within the body because they exist within the body. Okay, clearing, clearing, clearing. Okay, let's go ahead and strengthen all the systems. Everything that we worked on, let's go ahead and strengthen them, make sure that they're vibrating at the frequency that they are all supposed to. Patching up all the holes and tears. And let's go ahead and surround all of your body, mental, physical, spiritual, your entire body, your whole being, with a beautiful copper, silver, and golden light. And so it is. Thank you to you. Thank you to your guide team. Thank you, thank you, thank you to my guide team. Thank you. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And you can open your eyes when you're ready. And you can press *2 to raise your hand. I'll do mini healings, as many as I can. And I know there's questions in Q&A, so you can also ask in the Q&A. Okay, so I want to invite you all today to free healings and readings at 12:30 Eastern, and it's going to be on Facebook, on the private Facebook page, Deeple's Quantum Body Awakening. So if you're not already a part of that, please do come and join the private Facebook page. And also, you know, if you're working with a lot of physical challenges, it's always nice to go deeper into the healing process. And psychic attacks is just one of those things that are involved. But there's another level of learning to heal your own body. And just imagine if you could just do it yourself. Imagine if you could do it for your family. And maybe you want to even do it for others. So connect with me if you are interested in learning more about how you can heal your own body. You could contact me at deepalshah@anandaforlife.com. Okay, so let's go ahead and take some callers. All right, so *2 to raise your hand, guys, just in case. Let's see. 585 area code. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, who's this?
This is Christina.
Hi, Christina, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. We had a tornado last night, but I'm doing well.
Oh, well,
how could I?
Thank goodness you survived it.
I know. what could I help you with?
I've been doing all sorts of things to try to bring more light and try to awaken who I truly am.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's still things that are holding me back. And with family attachments, I don't know if there's anything there with my ex-husband. And, you know, lately I've been getting like a rash, like on my face and my thyroid. And, you know, I don't like the person that I am sometimes.
Right.
And then other times I feel so connected.
Yeah. So let me tune in. So here's the disconnect. The reason you're feeling that way is because what I see, okay, and let me ask you before I share with you this information. Have you been using the MP3s?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already have a one-on-one session?
No.
Okay. Are you signed up for one?
I'm not, no.
Okay. All right. So here's what I see, okay? And this has been going on for a long time. It's not more recent activity for your body, but I feel like this has been going on for some time. I also sense, like, adrenal exhaustion. I sense, like, there's a disconnect between your head and your body. It's almost like at the neck, there's almost like this disc going through it. So do you ever feel pain there or anything?
Well, my right shoulder radiating up to my neck.
Yeah. And there's no physical problems, like no bulging neck or, I mean, bulging disc or anything in the neck area?
Not that I know of. I mean, I've been having adrenal and thyroid issues.
Yeah.
You know, long.
Okay. Okay. And I'm just asking you because I just want to make sure it's nothing you know, physical, that I want to make sure that I am picking up on the energetic stuff. So it's a disc, and it's been placed, and I don't know if you've been going through something like this, your mom went through something like this, or your dad's side, somebody, but it's coming in from a very, very long lineage where the women in the family have all gone through this. So let's go ahead and remove a curse, okay? And let's remove this disc. And you might feel some energy in your throat. Are you very sensitive?
No, not overly.
Okay. Let's go ahead and clear this disc and reattach your head and your body so that they can think together. It's like you're floating all the time. You're ungrounded. You're not present. You don't want to be here. Okay, so this, there's also this sharp energy that's coming from the ex-husband, okay? And it's like on the left side of your shoulders where I feel it. And you said it was on the right, your right side or your left?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's go ahead and clear. And guys, as I'm doing these healings and scans, if any of this resonates with your body, it will clear it also. Okay, so let's go ahead and clear, cancel, delete. He's got a cord stuck within your heart wall that's draining your energy, really. Ugh, right in the adrenals. Let's go ahead and clear that. It's like he's plugged up right into you. Okay. All right. See if that helps, sweetheart. Okay. Allow that energy to work for you for a little bit, all right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Christina. Happy to see you here. Okay. So let's see. Okay, 310 area code.
Hello.
Hi,
my name's Monet.
Hi, Monet. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I've been having the fatigue that you described for years, particularly
yeah.
once my brother died about 8 years ago, but I think it may have even predated that.
I think it started about more like 12 to 15 years before that.
That feels accurate. I feel like I spent my 30s completely fatigued, and no one's really been able to address it, and that's just not normal not to have any energy. And it's gotten worse now. I'm 41.
Yeah. Have you had your adrenals checked, like the cortisol levels?
Not recently, but my last test a few years ago, I really wasn't producing any.
Exactly, and that's what I was – you're not over, you're under is what I was getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that because I've depleted it?
No, your body's just working that way. Your body is just not producing enough. So let's go ahead and tune in. All right, I'm going to work with your first and – third. You don't have Addison's or Cushing's, do you? They didn't diagnose you
not
with anything,
did they? No. Not
okay.
No.
Okay. Any discoloration in the skin?
No.
Okay, blood pressure changes?
Low blood pressure. I've always had low blood pressure.
Yeah, yeah. Any weight loss?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and work on your digestive system.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and, yeah. And then I'm going into the third chakra. Let's go ahead and clear implants. Do you have a sister too? I'm seeing a sister.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's struggling right now, yeah.
Okay. Did you two always get along, or has it been an issue?
We got along until we were adults, and we've been estranged, and I know she's fighting an Adderall addiction.
Okay.
And alcohol.
Yep. Okay, let's go ahead and clear cords.
Thank you.
And I'm not cutting these cords because they're to your family members, but I'm just clearing them. Oof.
Thank you.
Right in your heart wall. All right, so working the heart wall, clearing the adrenals, clearing the digestive system. Okay, so let's go to your physical heart. And what did your brother pass away from?
A heart issue called myocarditis.
Yes. Yeah, that's the inflammation of the heart. The heart wall. Let's go ahead and notice how that feels in the heart space.
It's kind of vibrating.
Yeah. Because you've shut off your heart. Do you have problems with the relationship or relationships with anyone, especially personal?
Yes. I mean, I've kind of closed off, and I am seeing someone, and he's really opened it back up, but not completely. It's hard.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and keep clearing that heart space. You want to hold on to this energy so long because it relates to your brother. Did your dad pass, or is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and wrap this up in a beautiful copper, silver, and golden light right around the heart. And the adrenals. And allow those energies to work as long as they need to. Okay. All right, sweetheart. Let me know how you do.
I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. All right. Okay, let's see. Five, seven, one area code, Washington. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Marianne. Hi, how are
you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Good. Yeah, you're welcome, Marianne. How are you?
I'm doing all right, I guess. I got woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning with the aurora saying the tornado was headed our way.
Yes, I got it the same time. Oh, wow. I had it, I think, at 12. It was, I mean, we got hit. We definitely got hit. It said to take shelter, so.
Yeah, I prayed it away. At least I like to think I did. But I worked until 3:30 in the morning, so I'm going, oh, my God, I just tried to go to sleep.
Oh, well, how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I have, I'm an older senior. I won't tell you my age.
Well, you sound young.
Yes, I know, and I look young, too. It's a surprise, a miracle. But as I've aged, you know, my parents have passed away, aunts and uncles, grandparents, and as being the older daughter in my family, I have inherited, you know, their things of value or little value. It didn't matter.
Right.
You know. But anyway, I have moved from place to place, and I've purchased things, and so now I'm overwhelmed. My brother moved me into this house from a condo that I sold, and he brought things in. I mean, we boxed everything up, and just he just left things where the movers left them, and I'm overwhelmed and can't deal with it. And along the way, like I said, I've made my own purchases since I've been here for the last couple of years.
Where did
I'm wondering,
where did this come from? Where did
the old stuff?
Yeah.
Well, lots of books and tapes. You know, I like to learn a lot and
right.
memorabilia from places I've been, photographs and things like that, and some of my parents' things, furniture.
Oh, okay.
More photographs and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm overwhelmed and depressed and anxious, and I haven't been able to do anything in 2 years. Everything's still in boxes, and it's getting worse and worse every day. So I was like wondering if I brought over their energy, you know, negative energies or
And that's what I was going to say. I was like, where did you get all this from? Where did it all come from? Is it from another, somebody outside the family, or is it just your parents' stuff?
It's my it's my parents' stuff, but not so much their stuff as my uncles, my uncles and my grandmother. And the family on my dad's side have had a problem with hoarding. Now I'm in the situation, and I'm worse than anything I could ever remember of my dad and my uncle. And they were really bad, I thought, but this is really bad.
Yeah, let's go ahead and clear the energy. Let's go ahead and clear the psychic attack. Let's clear the implant and the curse that's been sitting around for generations. And it's like you have this thing in your mind that says, this is who you are. This is like, it's like this representation of the family. And it's just something you do like as a hobby. It's, and gather things, but then it depletes your energy because there's so much energy in it. Okay. So let's disconnect you from all the stuff, right? Because it's all emotional, right? Everything that you have, it's emotional.
Yeah.
It has an emotional attachment to it. Right. So let's go ahead and clear that so you could think clearer, okay? And it won't make you feel so overwhelmed, all right? So let's clear the curse, the implant, and the attachment. And the fact that you think you need to hold on to it, use the letting go MP3. Okay? I know it's letting go of psychic attacks, but I still want you to use it. And that's the one that's coming out to me the most. Okay, how are you feeling? What's going through?
I have an allergy attack happening right now.
Yep. And is it a physical, like, attack? Do you feel that it just came on?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's clear. All right. Did it dissipate?
Yes, actually.
Okay, good. All right, awesome. All right, see how you do. Let me know how things go for you. Yeah.
I will, sir. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You're very welcome, sweetheart. All right, I'm just going to go over to the Q&A for the time that we have. All right, so let me see. Jan says, there is a pattern of there's always one more thing going wrong. Would you please clear my daughter and my son and me? Yeah, so let's go ahead, and anybody that feels this way, that there's always one more thing going on, let's go ahead and first clear that implant, because that's caused by an implant, okay? It's a thought pattern. All right, let's go ahead and clear that. And I can feel it in your back heart. Let's clear that. And let's go ahead and clear it from your limbic system. What if everything was going to go right? What if everything could go your way? Okay, all right, let that energy clear, and I want to see how you do, Jan, okay? Because that was deep energy that was stuck right in that heart space, almost to the right, okay? It's almost like the stab in the back all the time, okay? Roland, all right. Kindly clear all negativity and psychic attacks for my home and family. Yeah, let's go ahead and clear. You're sitting in a vortex of energy, Roland. Let's go ahead and clear this. It's almost like as if it's lifting your home. It's like your home's not grounded. And so everybody in your home is not going to be grounded and feel like they are themselves. And I don't know if that's what's happening, but let's go ahead and clear and bring everyone back down to earth as we bring the home back down, because these psychic attacks have lifted your home off the floor energetically. And if anyone else's home is being attacked, this will help you clear those as well. Let's go ahead and clear, clear, clear. All right, clearing everyone in the home as well. Let's wrap them in a beautiful bubble of light. Okay, Caroline says, my family has two generations of suicide, and it feels like there are constant psychic attacks for entities attached. Can you help clear these? Yeah, Caroline, let's go ahead and clear this generational attack. It's a generational curse. Let's go ahead and clear these. And it's there's entities that are also coming in. And the people who have committed suicide, they were attacked not only by the curse itself, but by the entities that were attacking them. When they were at their lowest vibration, each of the persons that had this attack was had about 20 entities attached to them at one time. So let's go ahead and clear. Okay, there you go. Clearing, clearing, clearing. These things are a little messy, but they'll clear. Okay. Caroline, notice how that feels, okay? And then if you still feel like the energy is still there, I definitely recommend you get a one-on-one session. Guys, the one-on-one sessions in the emails that I have sent after each of the replay, there is a session for a wonderful price of $155. If you want a session immediately, please do go ahead and take advantage of the $155, and I will reschedule you to an earlier appointment, okay? So if you can get a session, that would be great. If you need it and if you need to get to me, you do have that advantage. So take advantage of that, because I've never, ever set a price that low. All right, so let's see. Paige, please help clear and heal the damage psychic attacks has caused. It seems to have affected primarily myself and my mom. The attack has been so intense and targeting for own fears and past experiences. I'm sure it's been longer for my mom, but I feel you could help clear this once and for all. It's been so long. Please help heal us. Yeah, let's go ahead. You know, I'm seeing a lot of family energy this time. Let's go ahead and clear everybody's family energy. I mean, that seems really, really strong. Okay, guys, so let's clear through all of this, all the curses through the family line. Let's clear that, and I want to go ahead and clear all psychic attacks from that. I want to clear psychic attacks from your DNA, okay, because it is implanted right in the DNA page. And in the spine, I'm finding it at the T3, T4 area. So let's clear that. Wow, it's giving me very specific information. So let's go ahead and clear through that. Surrounding your entire families with a beautiful copper, silver, and golden light around their bodies, around their whole being. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys. Well, that's all we have question time for. If you have questions, we can save it for next time, okay? You can also please take advantage of some of the things that I do have, all right, to connect and to do readings and healings. There is many opportunities. Okay, tomorrow is the hair call. We're going to be cleaning hair. So if you guys want to get your hair cleaned and detoxed, come join me for the beautiful hair call that we have tomorrow. And then, as I had mentioned, you can come for the call. And if you want to email me about opportunities of healing yourself, please do email me at deepalshaw@anandaforlife.com. Okay. And I thank you guys for being here. I will see you guys next time. We will do this again. And I hope to see you guys at 12:30 for healings and readings on the private Facebook page, okay? Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys there. Namaste.